Hello and welcome to Resync, an Assassin's Creed podcast. I'm your host, Landon, joined, as always, by my lovely co-host, Lucas.
How's
it going, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Not too shabby. I'm very tired. It's been a long week. I moved this week, and so it's been busy. There's shit strewn everywhere, and it's a lot of disrupted sleep schedules. I spent a solid, because I went to bed at 3 p.m. today because of playing both this and Batman. What time did I start? I think I started playing around, maybe 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Let's say 8 a.m. So I spent... spent 7 hours between... Though, to be fair, there was a break to watch the last episode of Arkham Radio because Alex and I were watching it so she could catch up. And then I also like watching our episodes right before I play, because it makes for a good recap, especially with how often we miss weeks. It helps kind of refresh where we're at. And then also it's, you know, review, identify areas we can improve and everything like that. But so, you know, brief respite from there. So I was essentially playing for 6 hours between this and Arkham Asylum with our sister podcast, Arkham Radio. But it's just, my sleep schedule is all over the place. I literally woke up and came over here. So that's pretty much it. Yeah. But, we've got an exciting sequence to talk about today. It's a big one. We got assassins, man. We started the Brotherhood. Yeah. That's what the game is called, man. It's Brotherhood. Brother, man. And hoods. Brothers in this hood. I'm so excited to finally, you know, get into this super cool aspect that never got redone. You literally are the Assassin's Brotherhood. Why have you not been able to trade? I feel like at least one other game has had some sort of send assassins out on missions type of structure.
I can't think of any.
Okay. Walk with me here. Technically, Shadows has most of this in its what are those called? Your allies.
The branded whatever people or
No, the people you can recruit into your Tashiki or whatever. And then you can whip them out to do the special moves and whatnot.
In what game are you talking about?
In Shadows. Assassin's Creed Shadows.
Oh. They're talking about Shadow of Mordor.
No. I'm talking about Assassin's Creed Shadows. I forget what the fuck they're called in that game. But you're ally people. Honestly, they do most of what you can do with assassins here. You just can't send them out on contracts. But you can upgrade them, they come in and do special attacks. They don't just assassinate people, which sucks.
Yeah.
But, it's much more RPG-ified, so it makes sense that they don't do that. Though I wonder, because there's that mode in Assassin's Creed Shadows where you can instantly assassinate anyone, regardless of health chunks. I wonder if you turn that on, if your allies can do that as well. Got a cricket?
It's like a little cricket thing.
Oh, where'd it come from?
Oh, no.
Welcome to our special guest host, Jiminy Cricket. Would you like to say some words? Sorry.
He's gone.
No comment. But
he just appeared on the, I swear he fell from the ceiling, but literally. I wouldn't know how he got on the ceiling.
I mean, I guess we're in a basement, so
yeah,
maybe...
but can he crawl up... Can he crawl up walls like that? Can he get up there and land rafters?
Spider Cricket? So what, last week, was it Resync or Gotham when the spider was on the wall? Last time we had spiders on the wall. Now we got crickets on the table. What bug will show up next time? Find out next week. But.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, bring back more Assassin's Brotherhood stuff because it's so cool.
It's sick.
And it's, yeah, it's awesome. But how'd you feel about the sequence overall, Lucas?
It was a great sequence. A lot happens, obviously. Like, I feel like
even
it was
more than you know.
Yeah. I thought I finished the sequence. I apparently did not finish the sequence.
Yeah, bro had another like 2.5 missions to go.
Yeah. Okay. It's not all my fault. I don't pay attention sometimes because I'm writing notes. So I was talking to Leonardo on the bench, and I thought that was like it. As I was like, oh, I talked to him. I just missed like the sequence end, and I went to check it in the DNA, and the DNA said that I had them all complete that were available. And usually it'll say like the next one wasn't complete or something like that. And it did not show that for me. So I just stopped playing there.
Yeah, it was, I think it just had to do with the fact that like in order to progress through the story, you needed to do the first War Machine mission. So even though that mission specifically wasn't technically a main mission, it was required to progress the main missions. And so that's why it wasn't like, because I'm assuming that mission would be categorized under the War Machine section of DNA, not, you know, the main sequences. And so that's probably why that happened. I didn't do enough digging to really look through it all, but I imagine that's what's going on, is because in the secondary memories, there's probably a section for all the War Machine missions, because it was a really cool mission. I'm not going to lie to you. It was really cool. I'm excited for you to play it.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of mad I didn't get to play it.
Yeah, it was a fun time, because like the 100% sync for that one is that you do not kill anyone. So you have to like truly be stealthy.
Oh, sneaky.
And well, at least, you know, there's a section where you have to kill people, but like up until you destroy the blueprints, it's, you know, don't kill anyone. So I felt like a real like stealth master just going through like,
because
you also
see me.
Like you cannot be detected just as like a mission thing. And then so the 100% sync on top of that is to just not kill anyone and not be detected. So it's like, yeah, it's. Did I? I don't think I actually failed that. I think I got it on my first try. I felt pretty badass about it, though. There were plenty of other 100% syncs that took me forever. Fuck the Costello missions. They really just said fuck you to a lot of shit. The amount of like don't be detecteds, and I just ran into some bullshit is, you know, all over the place. I was getting upset, but we persevered. Alex saw how upset I was getting about it, and you know.
I saw some of those 100% completes, and I was playing, and I was like, Landon is not gonna have fun with this.
I did not. I did it though. I 100%ed everything, and making a decent chunk of progress. I already have max assassins. Like I haven't gotten all the boards of towers, so I'm locked out of like, I want to say 5 assassins, maybe 4. But I've maxed them out. I've got all 3 bars. I'm literally just blitzing this shit.
Dang.
I eventually had to stop because, like I said, I played for a total of 6 hours. So I was like, I need to get a move on here. And so I did eventually just quit doing shit. And I started beelining the last few missions. Because, yeah, there are 9 total missions, like main missions in this sequence. And that doesn't count the War Machine stuff. So I think there's technically 11 missions that you have to do in this sequence.
Damn.
So it's a lot. A lot of them like flow together. Like the Costello bit is like 3 or 4 missions.
Yeah, yeah.
So like a lot of them directly lead into one another. But yeah, this was a meaty section of Brotherhood. It was really fucking good, and I really like it, and it has incest. But we'll get into that. Yeah. You didn't know that Lucrezia is Caesar's or Cesare's sister? They're Borgias.
I guess, I mean, I knew her last name was Borgia, but like, I don't know. I just
incest
thought that was like
wincest.
I just thought that was like a marriage thing.
No, they're both the illegitimate sibling or the illegitimate son and daughter of Rodrigo. They're the Pope's children.
And they're banging. Nice.
I mean, do you expect any less from the Vatican? Please don't. This, for legal reasons, that was a joke. I know the political climate we live in right now. Please don't hurt me. I don't want to get kirked. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of the episode, we've got last week's trivia question. before I forget for the millionth time. So, last week I asked you guys, what is the name of Bartolomeo's sword? Lucas, do you remember?
Bianca.
That's right. It's Bianca. So this, hopefully, you know, this was a layup for a lot of people because honestly, I was struggling to figure out what to make the trivia question, you know, last week. I'd be forgetting about it a lot. I'd be like playing through the entire thing. I finish up. I look at my notes. I'm like, fuck, I forgot the trivia question. So I'd be looking back. I've done that for the last like six in a row at this point. But
you haven't been like, ooh, this would be a good trivia question.
Literally. And it makes me upset. I want to come up with some good ones, some stumpers. But yeah, so shout out to that. It's more of like a callback to, you know, I believe it was mentioned last sequence. It was fucking a month and a half ago that I played it at this point. But, you know, Bartolomeo does mention it, but it's more of a callback to Assassin's Creed 2 and how yeah. It's just that fantastic little bit that we treasure.
But he needs to get back his Bianca.
Yeah, he's just frantically searching for Bianca. But, yep, that's a trivia question for last week. Appreciate and congrats to those who got it correct. Better luck next time to those who didn't. And stay tuned for this week's trivia question, something we'll be getting into shortly once we dive in. So let's get it. So, this is supposedly where everything's about to go down. You're supposed to go assassinate Cesare and Rodrigo. And so at the Castel Sant'Angelo, Caterina is brought inside by Lucrezia. That's where we believe this is the first time we've been introduced to Lucrezia, right? Like she didn't pop up anywhere else.
Yeah, previously. I don't remember seeing her.
Yeah. So she, you know, they're talking mad shit because, you know, Caterina's a mad shit talker and Lucrezia's doesn't give it, you know, she's just feeding into it, just being like, hey, you whore. And yeah, she's all about it.
They made her drip go hard, though. She looks scary as shit.
Honestly. Well, and one thing, I do think there's been a huge step up in their cutscenes in Brotherhood. I like their camera angles a lot better.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The way they frame the shots in Brotherhood is, I think, like a really big step up. Like, 2 was already a step up from 1, but like, Brotherhood, I think, took it even further in a fun way. I think they look a lot more cinematic. I like the you know, the color grading's a little bit better. It's darker, grittier. I think it helps kind of age up Ezio a little bit more, you know, helps the game feel a little more distinct. I like the little like subtle things they kind of did to change things up here.
Yeah, I wonder if it's because they had more time to kind of focus on that polishing.
Right.
Because, you know, most of the game is already kind of built.
Right. Could be, for sure. But, you know, they're all arguing, bickering back and forth as Caterina's taken inside, while Ezio and Machiavelli watch from afar. And so, basically, Ezio's like, we gotta save her, you know. She's a really powerful ally. Machiavelli's like, man, fuck that hoe. She's not the point. We gotta kill these bitches. Go in and kill them. And he was like, well, I want to save Caterina. And he's like, if you kill them, go ahead, I guess. But make sure you kill them.
Kill them.
Don't forget, kill them. He's really, really adamant that we kill Cesare and Rodrigo. Because remember, I mean, I know it's we've kind of spread these episodes out, but Machiavelli is like the biggest Borgia hater of them all, was super pissed that we didn't kill Rodrigo at the end of 2, and is just a super big hater, even though he'd be talking to them on the low. But, you know, or not, or maybe he is, who knows? He's got his little informant things, which you see later on, La Volpe was like still kind of questioning Machiavelli of like the, where were you? It's like, don't fucking worry about
it. I'm kind of questioning Machiavelli.
he do be a little sussy baka, but I mean, I don't have anything concrete. I think he'll be all right. He's just, you know, he's a bit of a dick. Let's be real here, you know, but sometimes that's what you need to get the job done, but TBD on how that plays out. So sneaking in, there's a bunch of conversations you hear as you kind of scale this, because again, the 100% sequels don't get detected. This was some bullshit. I had some bullshit encounters. The amount of times I have played this mission over the last 24 hours has been a lot. Probably took me like 6 or 7 tries to get through this sequence. because there'd be some bullshit towards like the very end, and there's not checkpoints. I mean, you could technically die. I don't know if that affects the 100% sync. I don't know if you have to start it all over.
Just kill yourself.
Just kill yourself and start over. Who knows? Actually, speaking of that, I just watched a little short tangent. I just watched the Until Dawn film adaptation. Maybe think about that because sometimes they just kill themselves to restart the night. That shit's mid. Anyway, play the game. It's really good. But movie's mid. Don't watch it. Never mind. Get inebriated and then watch it. And then play the game. Because that's what all it made me want to do is just play the game. But the remake is not on PlayStation Plus yet. And it's still $60. So that's why I didn't play the game. Because I ain't about that shit. But
darn.
Anyway, shout out Until Dawn. The game, not the movie. Like, the fucking David Sandberg literally made Annabelle Creation, which is a fantastic horror movie. And then he made the Shazam movies. The first one's great, second one meh. This was his return to horror. He made the banger that was Annabelle Creation, and then he just fucking flopped with this one. I don't know what was going on there. I blame the studio, I guess. Whatever. But anyway, tangent over. So you're sneaking in, doing all this shit, and eventually I made it through, but there's a bunch of like little bits of like narrative cutscenes, like little things kind of sprinkled throughout as you're sneaking around.
Listening through the windows and
yeah, exactly. And so you figure out pretty much right off the bat that Rodrigo's nowhere to be fucking found. I'm trying to remember where or who supplied the information that Rodrigo was also gonna be at the Castello, but they were just flat out wrong.
Wasn't it Machiavelli? Didn't he say that his informant told him that they were both going to be there?
True. Maybe it was a test. Maybe Machiavelli's about to get Glockiavelli, if you catch my drift. As a test to see if they take the bait. I don't know. But, yeah, he's not there. Not fucking there. So then that's one target off the board already. Cesare is, you know, talking about basically he doesn't need the Pope anymore and that, you know, blah, 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 which is interesting. He doesn't refer to him as his father, which is the interesting part. He's just like, but then I also, okay, so here's the thing. I thought I remembered Ascendant saying that Rodrigo was, or not Rodrigo, Cesare was Rodrigo's cousin, which I guess could technically still be true, even if he is his son, because they are sister fucking. So maybe Rodrigo fucked one of his family members and then had that, because that just seems to be the thing the Borgias do. So I don't know. The family tree is complicated. I'll need to look up like a chart for this shit. But yeah, he's saying that, you know, the Pope, the papacy is, you know, what's it called when it's no longer important. I'm thinking, oh, that's a fucking word. It's something, it's like a loot is what it ends with, is whatever the fuck, it's not necessary anymore. He doesn't think it matters, and he is just telling his followers, like, you know, some shit's about to go down, like, I don't you worry, like, I got this. And so then what's next, he's, as you're like climbing up, you look in the windows, and that then Lucrezia comes up, and there's a little steamy exchange, some locking lips, and he's like, "You're gonna be my queen. We're gonna take over this land. It's gonna
my
be
my sister queen."
Fucking, yeah, my little sister queen. Which one was first? This or Game of Thrones? Technically, the books were like way before this.
Yeah, the books are definitely before.
And then it was right around the time that the show started, because this was 2010. It was a year before the show started. Someone played Brotherhood and was like, hey, this reminds me of that book I read that one time. We should do this and make it the, like, you know, part of like the catalytic plot.
Then have the worst ending ever for a TV show.
About it.
Literally, the ending has made me not rewatch this show. I've only watched it like twice, and it's one of like the greatest shows ever made up to like the last season.
I started showing Alex the show, but we only got through like a few episodes and then we fell off. But it's a lot of fun. I really, really love that show. And it just pains me to think about it because of the last season. But man, it does have some really good moments for like the majority of it, honestly. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so he's scheming with Lucrezia. He kind of like goes off. And then not too long afterwards, he just immediately dips. He leaves the Castello while you're hanging off the side of it. And so suddenly both your objectives are fucked. And so now it's, I guess I can't kill them. Well, you know, I tried Machiavelli. Now I'm going to go save my baby. And so you continue to try to rescue Katarina.
Yeah.
And so you continue to climb. You go up to Katarina's cell where Lucrezia is just, you know, done kissing her brother. And so she comes in and it's like, what'd he tell you? Like, I don't know if this was like a jealous girlfriend type of behavior or just her being a bitch. I couldn't quite tell the tone here.
It felt like jealous girlfriend behavior to me. It was like kind of weird. I was like, was he hitting on her or does he cheat on her all the time? Like,
yeah, their relationship's rough. Cause I know, like, historically speaking, like, I don't think there was any proven relationship between Cesare and Lucrezia, but Cesare did have like at least one, if not multiple, of Lucrezia's husbands murdered. And that is true.
Oh, interesting.
And so I think it's just heavily implied that they were a thing, but never actually proven. I could be wrong. I'm not an expert on this area. But so basically she just starts beating up Katarina because she can, just hits her with a fucking stick and like breaks like her leg or something. But yeah, just like, stay away from my man. I mean my brother who I care about very much, in a sisterly fashion. Anyway, bye bitch, and just, you know, storms off. And this is our chance. We finished kind of climbing up and going around and, you know, sneaky our way over. And just get to her cell, basically just be like, hey. And he's hey. Like, you got the key? And she's like, no, you need to go somewhere else. Well, fuck. Okay.
Yeah. And then we leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah. And so, yeah, to her knowledge, Katarina says that Lucrezia has the only key in her quarters at the top of the Castello, which I thought was going to be like this like much larger trek. It's basically like right outside.
Right at the corner. Yeah, you just like go around the corner and go up the stairs, which I was not paying attention to what she said. And I went down the stairs. And I was really confused at first. I was like, where the fuck am I supposed to go?
Fair. But then, you know, basically, yeah, once you get out, you notice this man attempting to court Lucrezia. He's like, baby, you're so beautiful. And she's like, no, Cesar, Cesare can't find out. You know what he does to people who try to court me. And he's like, well, aren't you recently widowed? And she's like, yeah, what the fuck do you think was going on there? I mean, I know what I just told you, man. Cesare's fucking crazy, man. And so he's like, yeah, whatever. And then they kind of hear you rustling around. So he gets spooked and he runs off. And then a guard comes up and is like, I heard everything. And she's like, I don't give a fuck. So yeah, it's
tell him.
I was also trying to deduce that as like, so does she not care about this man?
Well, or like, it almost felt like he she was like trying to get him killed that way.
Yeah,
like I was kind of confused by that too. I was like, what's her plan with this guy?
I kind of took it as she just doesn't give a fuck about it. Like, she's just kind of fake. You know, like, she'll take the attention, but at the end of the day, like, Cesare is her man. She just, you know, if somebody's trying to get some poontang, she's like, all right, fuck it.
Just, yeah, she just wanted some attention.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, so she was like, go on, report him to Cesare. I don't give a fuck. And then you confront her. And basically, she's like, whore, give me the key. And she's like, no, fuck you. And, you know, basically you take her hostage because you need that fucking key. And the whole time there, one, just annoying as fuck.
Yeah.
Just constantly running away and doing some bullshit.
Well, when she would, like, my favorite was when she would, like, knock out of my hands when there were no guards around. It's like, if you did it quick enough, yeah, you would just immediately, because I wouldn't have to, like, move. I would just hit B again and just, like, grab her up like a little toddler. I'd just, like, okay, come on.
Yeah,
come on. We're going to the cell. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. But then the entire time you're taking her there, she's like berating you for not thinking about the consequences of your actions. Like she's talking about how like the women of like the posse women were all just have like these horrible lives now. And all these people who were involved in the conspiracy were all jailed and yada yada. Which, okay, that like okay, that's a fair point. But like that'd be like saying that fucking Jesus. Let me think of a way that's not going to get me in trouble politically. That'd be like saying that like Hitler's family didn't suffer for Hitler's death. That doesn't mean you can't like justify getting rid of Hitler. You know, like obviously the people that were around him, even if they were like innocents, like they're gonna be affected, man. But you still should just like fucking, you know, that doesn't mean you just let that shit happen. Like, yeah. bro was trying to save Florence, but what do I know? But, you know, she's bringing up interesting enough questions, I guess, trying to make him feel like shit. He doesn't give a fuck, though, and, you know, knocks her up against the cage. Katerina takes the key from her titties, opens it up, is like, fuck you, bitch, slams her up against, yeah. Uses the titty key. I want to know what they did with that key because I would have thrown that shit out the fucking window. That would have been hilarious. Leave her locked up. Get some fucking like metalsmiths to like break open that cage.
Have fun getting out of that one.
Yeah, exactly. I hope they didn't leave it in a very like easy to find place.
Maybe she just took it with them.
I'd be even better.
Maybe she put it in her boobs.
Yeah. The boob key continues. Takes it all the way to Forley. But yeah, they lock her ass up, and then you have to, you know, she can't walk.
She can't walk for some reason. Like, I guess because she got hit that one time in the back. She can't walk now.
Yeah, so you have to carry her, which is another part that you can't be detected in. It was bullshit.
Have you ever played Zelda: The Ocarina of Time?
A little bit. I've never beaten it, and it's one of my greatest shames. Not gonna lie.
I don't know how far you got, but there's this mission where you go like to the water place. Like, God, I can't remember these names right now.
Zora's Domain?
Yeah, Zora's Domain. You go there and you have to like get the princess back. And the princess is like swallowed by a giant fish. And you basically have to go in this giant fish and like get the princess. But there's this one part where you just have to carry her because she's just a stubborn bitch and won't stand up and move.
Nice.
And you just like carry her out of here, and it reminds me a lot of that mission where you're just like carrying her, fighting things, and like she's being an annoying little bitch.
Well, I also like how, you know, like I would drop her and then go kill some people, and as I'm coming back, she's like, "It's y'all. Where are you going?
Yeah, where are
like,
you going?
I'm trying to clear these bitches like, out, like, so do not you
see
don't
what's
fucking
happening
die
right now.
Like, I'm saving your life. You're welcome." And also, she was kind of rude as fuck during that whole thing, too, because no. She was like, why would you save me? Like, I don't have, like, the Forley has fallen, and he's like, you have a family. And she goes, well, it's not your family. I just fucked you for political reasons. It's like, damn, okay, cool. Like, and also, like, I don't know if Ezio was supposed to be hurt by that or what, but I loved his response of something along the lines of, like, oh, yeah, obvious, of course, I knew that. Like, bro's just like holding back the tears. Like,
just like, man, I did all that for nothing.
You know what? Get back in the cell. You can be with Lucrezia. But yeah, she was just kind of being a bitch the whole time. I was like, all right, whatever.
Just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit.
And well, you know, he got his comeuppance, so dropping her in the hay bale.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that again. He's like, bitch, I would do it many more times if I could.
It's fun. I wish I could do that. One day. It's a bucket list thing. I'm going to leap of faith into the haystack. One day. But. So, you know, they essentially make their way to escape the Castello. They open the gates. They get to the stables. Get on some horses.
Yeah. Which also, that annoyed the shit out of me. She's like, I can't walk. Well, you can ride a horse. I'm sorry. That is just as demanding as walking.
Well, it's all about the hips with the horse, not the leg.
Is it just the hips, though?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure that there's like bits of the leg that if she, like she couldn't walk, like it would hurt her. But I feel like it'd be more doable than walking. I feel like she'd be in a lot of pain riding the horse, but I think it'd be doable. She's like holding on to the reins. Like I doubt she had like super massive control, to be honest. And I'm sure she was in a lot of pain doing it. But like, yeah, I think she could do it. Barely. And she ain't pulling off any stunts, that's for sure. But yeah, you're leading her out, and then you have to basically buy time for the guards, which this was also on some fucking bullshit because the 100% sync was to achieve a kill streak of 5, which isn't kill 5 people without getting hit. No, it's doing the fucking, like after you kill someone, doing the one-shot kills, doing 5 of those, which was some bullshit because there would always be someone who would either grab me or like I like they would try to attack, but if you counter them, that breaks your kill streak. And so you just need to like pay attention to who's attacking and get them on the kill streak before they can attack. And just, it was some bullshit. It took me like 4 tries. Well,
it took me 1 try, but
well, good for fucking you. I don't give a fuck.
But for that one though, like I wasn't trying to go for it. I literally killed. I think I got like a 10 kill streak.
That's cool.
I just was going crazy with it, but I was also killing the guys who were trying to like attack me. Like I would go,
yeah,
get
that's
that
what
guy,
I tried
and
to
then
prioritize,
like,
because
then like they had like a white flash. I don't know if you'd see that, and I'd like instantly go to that guy, and it would.
Yeah. That's what I tried to utilize. I will say I'm using a heavy weapon right now, and I have a feeling that's what's holding me back because it's a little slower, obviously. And so that like wind up might leave me a little bit more, you know, accessible or vulnerable to attacks or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but I stole myself a captain's sword, so I've been using that guy.
Ah, fair. But yeah, I got this like Warhammer type thing that I've just been fucking around with. But so you know you're essentially defending her escape and whatnot, and then you believe go back to the hideout to regroup. Yeah, and so what that like I said, that's when Machiavelli comes up and Volpe's like, "Where have you been?" He's been like busy.
I also feel like Machiavelli was not nearly as upset as I figured he would have been for not killing those guys because he was so adamant. It's like, kill him this time. You're gonna kill him this time. They're gonna die. And then he's like, well, one of them wasn't home, and he's like, well, that sucks. And then the other guy left, and like, well, that sucks. I guess. Hit him next time.
Yeah, literally. Like, oh, that's okay. He probably just figured at this point, like, I could probably only push Ezio too far. He's really starting to get a little snippy with Machiavelli.
Well, because then he didn't even like get mad about him just saving Cat, like. For all he know, Ezio just lied to him and just saved that girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because that was like his whole plan. He was like, I need to save her.
Well, like, he did say them. Like, you know, like, this was pointless. No offense. Like, this is right to Katarina's face.
Yeah, I guess he did say it was basically pointless.
But essentially, yeah, they all regroup, and Ezio decides that they need to bolster their forces. And so they take back Rome. They need to build their influence so that they can stand a chance against Cesare because he's got this whole army. And, you know, they're going to be on alert now because they broke out, you know, Katarina. So it's like, you know, now we need to start building some shit. And he takes Machiavelli outside, and he's like, I'm going to start recruiting.
Yeah, he's like, you see that guy right there? He's our newest assassin.
Well, for me, it was a girl. So.
Oh, it was a guy for me.
I got
he's being mugged.
I got 2 girls, and then I got a guy next. I think I'm pretty fairly split between guys and girls right now.
I have 1 guy and 1 girl.
But
did you dress them up?
I didn't. I wanted him to look in their classic assassin. Like, though classic I should. Yeah, I think classic white looks nice. What can I say? Especially then, like, it helps contrast, like, as they get their armor as they level up. I have a bunch of people that are level 3, and then a couple people that are level 2, and one that's level 1, because, you know, with the level 3s, I don't like sending them out on their own with them. I like with the level 3s to send one level three and one level one to a difficulty three mission, because then it usually stands at about like an 83% chance of completion. You can get big monies for that.
Big monies, okay.
But then, like, I have enough assassins to where I can only send out one on a contract at a time. Otherwise, I will lose my third bar, and I can't get any more assassins until I take out another Borgia Tower. So I'm kind of stuck right now. So I can't really progress the assassins like I want to past level three unless I start taking some risky contracts or just grind the smaller difficulties. But my level three assassins are better than that, and I won't let them be, you know, shamed into lower difficulty missions.
Yeah, I can't wait to grow them up.
Oh, they're fucking great. But one thing I that pissed me off was Machiavelli being like, what? Like, like, how do y'all, like, how does this brotherhood work for y'all? Like, do y'all just never recruit people? Like, yeah. You do realize, like, you guys are dying off. Like, yeah. And the Templars have this huge army of Borgias and everything, and it's, like, down to, like, six people in Italy.
There's a reason you're losing.
Yeah, like, build that shit up. Build your own army. Like, fuck yeah, man. Let's get the brotherhood together. We're getting the band back together. And so, build the band, you do. And there's just essentially a bunch of missions kind of regarding getting those assassins. You save two citizens being attacked by the Borgia, recruiting them as new assassins. And then afterwards, Ezio runs into a courtesan that's mourning a murdered sister. And she accuses a man named Malfatto. And so Ezio goes after him. And like I said, like I think the 100% sync stuff is, it helps me kind of think of it as like this is the canon thing that Ezio did, which these next couple missions, the 100% sync was to have your assassins kill the target. And so I was such a proud little papa using the assassin to just take out the target. And then it just like cuts to you holding him still.
Yeah, I was laughing at that. I was like, this mission clearly is having you like haul your assassins. I mean, you don't have to, obviously, but like,
right.
It's clearly like, hey, try out your new assassins you just got. And then it's like, it flashes you holding him. Like, okay.
Like, at least like have the assassin like nearby. Like, would it really have been so hard to just have him standing there? Yeah, like something like that. Just for like these couple missions where it's very clear that those assassins, like, so then even if you didn't use the assassin to do it, it would still show that they were around. They were learning from you or whatever. But oh well. I mean, to be fair, they probably, maybe that says a little bit about the development process, whereas like each of these like kill sequences, they just swap out the character models.
It's, you know, the same one, basically. Yeah. I mean, just say like the same thing every time too. So they probably do just switch out the character model for their guy.
Right. Little cheap tricks. But after that, you find a boy at the docks who says that his mother's been taken. And so Ezio sets out to find her captor.
Fucking kid. He was crying. And you could hear that thing a mile away, like it was right in your ears.
I don't think I noticed it. To be fair, you had headphones on?
Yeah, I had headphones.
I was just playing off the TV, so maybe that's why I didn't notice.
I was like on the rooftop, like pretty far away. And I was just like, why the fuck is there a kid crying right now? And I got to, and I got eventually saw him when I got closer. I was like, oh, because he's like a football field away.
I guess he's really, really upset about his mom. But you're gonna get him back. And so you once again utilize the assassin's recruits to take out the slaver. Which did you clear out that Borgia Tower area? It was actually really cool.
I did not actually.
It was really cool because like the guy was like underground, and it's also that area is where you go once you take out all the once you get all the scrolls of Romulus. So that's the final area, because I saw it and I thought, oh, another like Romulus thing. And then I realized, oh no, this is actually where you go
where
once
you're
done with them all. And so and then later that's when I ended up doing the Colosseum Romulus mission. That was fun. But
yeah, because I got the sync point there. But I didn't feel like doing the Porsche Tower. I was like, I don't want to clear this right now. I just went to the mission.
Well, I was worried because it said like difficulty 5. And I was like, oh, shit, is it going to be like really hard? It wasn't really. Not really. I mean, there's a bunch of people, but like.
I just feel like we're just good.
Yeah, I guess. I will say, I've been thinking about it. Maybe it'll get more difficult later on. I think the kill combo kind of defeats a lot of the difficulty of the combat.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that too. Because like I said, I got like on a 10 kill streak. Right? I just stabbed 10 people. Like that scene where I had to kill, there's probably like 30 bodies just on the ground there.
Right.
Like where after I was done. I felt better, like easier than like the Batman Arkham games. So I was like, eh. I don't know how I feel about this.
I mean, I do feel like it was somewhat intentional because of just you have, you know, it's supposed to be you're an experienced
assassin
now. Like
a power scaling thing.
Yeah. And so now it's like, oh, he should be able to take out these people with ease. And then,
yeah, that does make sense, though.
Yeah, which I mean, like, you think about, like, what's the main draw of this game. You know, a lot of people say, like, what makes it original is its, like, parkour system, its narrative, and things like that. So maybe they decided to kind of, like, take a bit of a back burner where it's like, okay, you know, no one's ever really been like, Assassin's Creed's a difficult game. So instead, we have the challenge be based off of the 100% syncs. You know, have some like parkour stuff. We have the virtual training. Like people who want a challenge can go there. We just want our combat to feel super cinematic and just be really cool. And you know, that's kind of fair. I would like a little more challenge. I don't know if I necessarily 100% agree with the inclusion of the kill combo, but I can understand why it's there. It's just an interesting choice.
I don't like its approach. I really like the Batman approach to it, where like you just get a certain like combo of like not being hit and like hitting people,
right?
And you can do like a special attack or something.
Right.
I like that because it does feel a little cheap after a while, where I'm just like, okay, this is almost like boring. I'm just like moving my stick and hitting X.
Right. Yeah. No, I get that. It's an interesting thing, but. Let's see. I did a bunch of side missions here, so gotta flip through.
Next week, I plan on doing a bunch of them because I have my assassins now.
Hell yeah. And so after utilizing your new assassins recruits, you're walking through the streets of Rome and a familiar voice beckons Ezio.
Well, it doesn't like, it just came out of the shadows like his voice did.
Mm-hmm. And I fucking knew that shit immediately. I knew from the Ezio. I was like, Leonardo?
And you catch the snake joke? Metal Gear.
Oh, the box?
The box.
Oh, wait, shit. Yeah, you're right. Because remember, like, we did that bonus plus episode, which check it out on Patreon if you want to. It would be pretty cool. Patreon.com/recingpodcast. But, there's a frequent collaborations between Assassin's Creed and Metal Gear because, I believe it started with Kojima making a joke that Altair was going to be in Metal Gear Solid, but then he actually did it and like gave like an Altair outfit. So now they've just kind of ever since then, they've had like multiple collaborations back and forth between like Assassin's Creed and Metal Gear, just making a bunch of references back and forth.
Yeah, I was laughing. I saw, because he's like looking at the box and it's like, hey. And he's like, looking at it, all like, that box just fucking say, hey. And it was like, it was clearly the most like cardboard looking box I've ever seen in game.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like any other box in the game.
Like, it's like, this is awesome. I love that.
But yeah, I mean, Leonardo da Vinci, we're reunited at last. Which, yeah. Fun fact, I meant to look into this, but, you know, there is DLC for Brotherhood, which is the Leonardo conspiracy or something like that.
I don't know, actually. I didn't know there was DLC.
Well, it's one of the side missions that you can do. It's I'm trying to remember what the icon looks like, but there is like a mission thing where you go through a door and it's a restored memory of Leonardo da Vinci. And I activated it a couple of sequences ago, and I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do this. And then I just denied the mission. Because I don't know when it officially, I need to look it up of like when it officially,
like when it's like chronologically.
Yeah. It's... Which I think it's set after the game, if I remember correctly. It's been a long time, but I'll have to look into it. And like, I don't remember if it's just, I think it's like a few missions. Like it's basically like a mini sequence, but I could be wrong. But, yeah, it's something like the Da Vinci Conspiracy or the Da Vinci Disappearance or something like that. And it has
the
to do
with... The Da Vinci Code.
Yes. And, but, so, you know, if you were playing and accidentally loaded that mission, Leonardo's reappearance wouldn't necessarily surprise you. But, and even then, it's not super surprising. Like, it's literally in the shops where it's like, there's certain things that you can't get because you need Leonardo's double blade or something, like... So it's not necessarily that huge of a surprise, but still cool nonetheless.
Yeah, more Codex weapons.
Well, the same Codex weapons.
Yeah.
It's just yeah, getting you're right. them back. But so reunited at last, Leonardo says the Borgia have forced him to work for them. Because remember, like at the very first sequence, Cesare uses a gun that he said was made by the painter. And so that was kind of already a hint that Leonardo was working for them.
Yeah.
And
not willingly though. Well, I guess. Yeah. Not willingly.
Yeah. I mean, he's being forced against his will. Yeah. Otherwise he dies. And so, basically they have been using him to study the apple. And then he's like, they took it. Rodrigo took it. I don't know what he did with it. And, then he created these devastating war machines that have been all over the place, and he's like, Ezio, you need to destroy them. You know, it's going to do insane, irreparable damage to the world. If these get out, you need to, you know, stop them. And it offers up all these, like, locations for these machines that he's built.
But also,
he's like, well, because Ezio's like, I lost the Codex weapons, like, any chance I could... You could make more, and he's like, "Absolutely, I never forget."
Oh yeah,
but I'm gonna need you to pay for him. He's like, "God fucking damn it!"
Which I got my double blades because I mean I feel like I'm not like full assassin without those. But also, I was like, I couldn't believe he made you. He's like, "Wait here," and then they literally did like a 24-hour time lapse of you sitting at that bench. And I'm like, "You're telling me that he made Ezio sit there for an entire day? He didn't just say come back in the morning, like just like stay at this bench for a whole day."
Well, yeah, it used to be, you know, at least he'd be, you know, in the studio being able to like
hang
sleep
out
at his
yeah.
desk. Now it's like sit at this public bench for 24 hours and, you know, I'll be back.
I'll be back and you'll get your shit.
I'm not going to tell you how long I'll be, so you can't leave, you just have to wait. Like, honestly, props to Ezio for having that much, like, fucking
yeah.
commitment.
Just chilling.
To just be like, he could have died or been, like, captured by the Borgia or something like that. But Ezio is just content to just be like, nah, he's coming. He's coming.
He'll be back.
He's coming. Just like, munching on some Cheerios.
Just 24 hours later, he's coming. I know he is.
He's almost here. I fucking bet. But, you know, whatever, man. So you do you. And so then there's more, Lucas.
Yeah, so. I didn't get to the more.
So heading to one of the locations Leonardo marked, Ezio kills the Templar overseer to recover a map showing the location of one of the war machines. And this leads me to this week's trivia question.
I won't know it.
What is the 100% sync requirement for this mission? So when you go to kill the Templar Overseer, what is the 100% requirement? What do you need to do? I like this one. It was a little more, you know, different than the rest, but still kind of like keeping on with the theme of like growing your brotherhood and whatnot. I liked it. I thought it was cool. Like I said, I think the 100% syncs, they're not all bangers. You know, sometimes they're a little basic, but a lot of times I think it helps complement the the mission, and again, makes you feel like, okay, this is what Ezio would have actually done if he was a real boy, and I'm a real boy, and I'm fighting these fucking cool shit. And so, overall, I'm a fan of the 100%, for the most part. Some of them are some bullshit, but they can't all be bangers. But let us know down in the comments below what is the 100% completion requirement for this mission. And so, locating the machine, Ezio disables the machine gun to keep it out of Borgia's hands, which is, again, like a super fun mission where you essentially are, like, you know, dropped into this place where there's these machine guns, like actual just fucking machine guns that Leonardo's built. And you have to go destroy the blueprints, which the 100% requirement for that mission was to not be seen at all, or to not kill anybody, because you can't be detected before you destroy the blueprints. And so the 100% sync was to also just not kill anybody. So you just had to be a true ghost. And I felt pretty badass, like, getting away with what I did. I was sneaky as hell. Just
sneaky.
Just like a little snake. And so you destroy the blueprints. You blow up one of the machine guns just for a wagon to come plowing through with another one. So you chase it on horseback and are, you know, having this epic battle where the machine gun's shooting at you and you're just just dodging back and
machine
forth.
Gun.
Yeah. And then you hijack that shit and you're playing fucking Call of Duty. I was fucking no scoping these hoes, shooting horses, just going dummy. It was sick. It was a sick mission. That you'll eventually get to.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fun time. But you then kind of detach the horses at the very end once you get rid of everybody, blow up that second machine gun. So the blueprints and the guns are destroyed. That's one war machine out of the Borgia hands. And so heading back to the hideout, the Brotherhood all convenes together for some updates, except for Bartolomeo. He's busy with the French, and so Ezio plans to assassinate the French guard the French guard captain to put them on the defensive, because Machiavelli's like, oh, you know, the French are helping bolster the Castello, like, we're not going to be able to get back in there. And he's like, well, if I kill the captain, then Bartolomeo can kind of like push them a little harder. They'll withdraw from the Castello because they'll be dealing one more with him. Gives us an opening. Claudia says that Cesare gets money from a mysterious man known only as the banker. And so one of the people that frequents her little pleasure house does some dealings with him. And so Ezio decides to try to follow up on that lead. And then La Volpe knows of a secret entrance to the Castello, of which that silly little side piece that Lucrezia was with up on the top of the Castello, he has a key to this little secret entrance.
Oh.
And so if they find that little slut, they'll be able to get back in and not get caught, because obviously they'll be, you know, kind of looking out for the ways that Ezio got in last time. And then finally, Katerina takes her leave. She says, I want to be with my kids. And then she's like, you know, Ezio, you're the leader of the assassins now. Lead them. Do cool shit. And that's about the only redeeming quality she has this sequence. Because like I said, she was talking mad shit earlier. But at the end of the day, she's like, you're the leader of the assassins now. Let's lead the Brotherhood. Do cool stuff. Take back the Borgia and the Roma and all that shit. Yes. And that's the end of the sequence.
Ow. That's the end.
Yeah. lots of plans made. Like I said, you got three leads. You got to figure out that one guy to get a key to the secret entrance to the Castello. Got to take out the French captain and got to figure out who the banker is, because essentially they agree that they have to attack Cesare on two angles. They need to attack his money and they need to attack, you know, his power, his wealth of armies, which Ezio is basically like, por qué no los dos? I mean, you know, you attack his money, you get rid of his army. You can't pay the army.
Yeah.
And so They're plotting, big boy plotting. Me and my assassins gang It's pretty fucking cool. Which I guess, I mean, how much of the like contract stuff did you get into today, this week?
Like at the pigeon coop? Or
yeah, like the assassin's contract.
I didn't really get into it that much. Like, like I said, this next week I plan on doing a lot more with the assassins. That's kind of a...
keep them doing missions. Keep grinding that X pizzle, bro. Gotta beat Cesare. Like I said, I already got that shit max locked.
God damn.
I don't have it maxed out though. Like I don't remember what the max level is. I don't know if it's like 10 or what. Not sure what it is. But literally as many as I could possibly get with the amount of forge towers I've taken out. Which is actually a lot. Like, I realized I've taken out like, I think 6 out of the 10 forge towers. I don't know if that's an accurate number at all. I feel like there's 10 and I think I've done like 6 of them. But pretty fucking lit. And had a lot of good time there. But overall... yeah, very amazing sequence. You know, finally get all that assassin stuff. Had some cool cinematic sequences. Getting the Brotherhood back together. You know, Leonardo's back in the picture. Just introducing yet another side thing.
Yeah, this has a lot of side things.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, the story of this game is shorter than 2. You know, it's basically in between, like... a little bit longer than the first game, but not as long as this game or Assassin's Creed 2. But then it just is jam packed with side stuff. Like, yeah. there's more side content here than in any other game, like thus far, which I guess there's only been 2. But you catch my drift.
I know what you meant.
You know, there's a lot of stuff in this. You've got Forge of Flags, you got Feathers, you've got 3 different tiers of like side missions, I guess. The courtesans have side missions, but do the thieves and the soldiers have any? I don't think so. I think it's just the courtesans that have their own side missions. And then you've got, like, I did this side mission with some scholars that's interesting. It's a multi-level mission, which is cool. And I started getting through this sequence. And then, you know, like I said, there's the Da Vinci DLC. I'm not going to count that one, but... what else is there? I mean, besides like the whole Assassin's Brotherhood concept of like sending them out on contracts and getting them leveled up and whatnot, you're also just renovating Rome.
Yeah.
Which some of that shit's fucking expensive, man. Like those like landmarks are just insanely expensive. But yeah. I did make a shit ton of money between like I've spent most of my money on renovations because I'm trying to get that income.
Well, because once you do it, like, you're set. Like, you don't really have to think about money.
Right. Well, yeah, because I'd be, like, getting, like, in a session, I'd be getting about 20K just from my income.
Your passive.
Yeah. So, you know, now I'd be kind of running around with some money. But I know, like, I think I'm at, like, 34K right now. But that's, you know, not even enough to get the Colosseum. So, like, what the fuck? I'm still broke as hell. But... yeah, I've been slowly taking over Rome, having a good time there. But yeah, do you have any, I guess, final thoughts before we get out of here? Now that we're about halfway through the game, there's 9 sequences and we're about to get into 5. So we're about the midway point.
I'm honestly just excited to have my assassins buddies dress them up, give them their weapons, because I mean I don't my favorite level, but at some point they unlock a main weapon you can choose for them. And yeah, I just like kind of like the role play with them,
right? And hopefully none of them die. I haven't lost any yet. I've been like consistently sending them out on missions. I have yet to lose one.
I remember I've had some assassins like back in when I used to play where that like I became attached to, and when they did die I was like very upset. I was no, I was like, you're my favorite one.
Literally. Like I said, Ubisoft, bring this shit back. Like, I want to build a fucking Brotherhood. You have all these fucking hideout building mechanics that you started in Valhalla. Do that shit with actual assassins.
Let us have friends.
Which, I mean, like I said, they kind of did it in Shadows. I will admit. So just take that. Take Brotherhood. Mix it together. Boom. And then you're set. Do that for Assassin's Creed Hex. Make a witch gang. Whatever the fuck they're planning on doing for that game. Don't forget the Black Flag remake. that's supposed to be coming. Surprised we haven't heard it. It's been a while since we've heard anything from Ubisoft, honestly. I think the Claws of Awaji expansion for Shadows like just came out, actually. No one's talking about it, but yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, rip Shadows. You know, the thing is, too, is it was actually very successful when it came out, and then it just... I don't remember what big game came out after Shadows. Like, what was the game that made people stop talking about Assassin's Creed Shadows? It was February. I can't even think of anything that came out around that time. But, you know, once that, like, next thing came out, it was just nothing from Shadows. People really liked it. I mean, my roommate loves Shadows. I think he beat the game. Well, my old roommate. We're not roommates anymore. Like I said, I just moved. I gotta get that out of my brain. And they were roommates. But he loved Shadows. So, like, it had a very nice, like, casual fan base. I think that's what helped it. But overall, it doesn't feel like it had a lot of staying power, which is unfortunate. But that seems to be most Ubisoft games nowadays. We'll see.
Yeah. But
that'll probably about wrap things up. Remember this week's trivia question, which is, what is the 100% sync requirement for the mission where you kill the Templar Overseer to recover a map showing the location of one of the war machines? What do you need to do to get that full synchronization goodness? But that'll wrap us up for this week. We shall return next week with Sequence 5, lots of fun times, continuing to grow our brotherhood and take down Cesare, build our forces, find out about the banker next time and what he's
wonder who
about.
That is.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, Lucas?
No.
Alrighty. Like I said, appreciate you guys for watching. Remember to check out our Patreon over at Resync, or patreon.com/resyncpodcast. Check out our cool stuff there. We've got a lot of bonus plus episodes, one coming in a couple weeks. And we appreciate you mucho. And remember, nothing is true.
Everything is permitted.
See you next time.